where legends live on. Yeah. The greatest years in music.
Now grab your calendar, your work diary, punch this into your phone, whatever you record important dates on, because coming up later this month, May 18 to 21, it'll be the Awesome Blues on Broadbeach Music Festival on the Gold Coast, one of Australia's largest free music festivals. Now you can find out more through the website bluesonbroadbeach.com, especially if you want to check out when our latest special guest will be hitting the stage. Now, not only is she here for Blues on Broadbeach, but she's also kicking off her Total Eclipse of the Heart tour 2017 shortly after. We are, of course, talking about the Welsh Queen of Rock and Blues herself, Bonnie Tyler. She joins us for a chat right now here at the Greatest Years in Music. And Bonnie, we can't wait for you to get here.
I know, I can't wait. Yeah, we're all excited about it. Yeah, I got a great band and we rock. And everybody's going to enjoy it.
How long has this been in the plans? I mean, I know your first date is going to be playing at one of Australia's biggest free concert experiences in Blues on Broadbeach. Yeah. But take us back. When did you go, I want to go to Australia?
You know, I'm always ready to go there. I just love the place, you know. Oh, my God. But yeah, I think it's been about 6 months in the working. Yeah, something like that. So it's lovely to come back again, you know. I've got... a great band, as I say, you know, so, you know, we're looking forward to it.
What's your favourite part of touring?
Being on the stage, darling, you know, there's nothing like facing an audience that know all your music. They are so up for having a great time. I have a wonderful drummer, bass guitarist is fantastic. He's my MD. My lead guitarist is awesome. And my keyboard player as well. They've all been with me. Well, my bass player has been with me for like 25 years.
Yeah.
My lead guitarist, Matt Pryor, he's awesome. He's been with me 19 years. My drummer's only been with us a year, this new drummer. Oh my God, he's just brilliant, right? He lifted us more, you know. We have a ball. We have a great time. We have fun on the stage. We get on so well, you know, and they're nuts when we're traveling, you know. They're fun, you know. They keep you young.
Absolutely.
And you're getting on a bit themselves off, you know.
After a big show, you know, when the crowd's really responding to it, they're getting into it, you're up on stage, you're having a great time with the band. How do you taper off? How do you wind down after a really, really big rocking show?
Well, the thing is, before I go on stage, I don't drink. I might have one tiny little snifter of Jack Daniels, right? But then when we come off, then we all have a drink together, you know, usually red wine, you know.
Yeah.
Some of my boys, like my guitarist and my keyboard player, they don't drink. They're amazing. They drink sparkling water. I don't know. I love my red wine. I do. I'm off stage and we usually got guests, you know, that because we've all got like family over in Australia or friends, you know. We'll be meeting up with them backstage. We'll have drinks together and then wind down, you know. It does take a long time to wind down after a show, man.
It's not a case of just finishing the show, having a quick drink. Right, well, I'm ready for bed then.
No, I can't do that. Yeah, you know, unless like sometimes when I'm singing the following night, you know, like if I've got two shows on the trot, well, I don't so much, I'll have a couple of glasses, you know, and then I don't go crazy. But on the night off, then we really enjoy, you know, we go out for a fabulous meal together, all of us, and we just enjoy. But got a lot of friends of family to meet this time, which I'm looking forward to. Some people I've never met, and so. You know, it's going to be fun.
Oh, this is awesome. Now, you've had an absolutely amazing career over the last four decades. Has there been a particular decade, Bonnie, that's really stood out for a various reason, and it could be any reason at all?
Well, 1983, probably, when I had Total Eclipse of the Heart, and it was number one in America for 4 weeks, and number one in the UK for 3 weeks, and it was nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, you know? And then again, then in 1985, I think it was, Holding Out for a Hero was in the film Footloose with Kevin Bacon. So that was enormous, you know, and great fun. It was number 2 for 6 weeks. David Bowie and Mick Jagger kept me off the number one spot for the charity record Dancing in the Street. It was a very busy, funny, lovely time. And Tina Turner recorded one of my songs.
So what was the reaction when you found out that she was doing that?
Well, I wish I'd written it. And when I say my song, I didn't write it. That's wrong. I recorded it 2 years before Tina Turner, Simply the Best. And it it wasn't a hit for me. And 2 years later, Tina Turner released it. And it was massive, number one all over the world, you know. But she gave my confidence back in my choice of material, you know. Oh, I knew that song was a hit when I recorded it, but it wasn't meant to be for me, you know.
Yeah. Well, Bonnie, thank you so much. I could talk to you all night, but I've got to get back to my night show.
I've got a foot as well. I'm like mouth to mouth.
Oh, that's okay. It has been an absolute pleasure. This has been so much fun.
Oh, thank you. I've enjoyed it as well. You've been very uplifting.
It's been legendary to talk to you. Good luck, and I hope you enjoy your time on our shores. Because
you should say break a leg. Don't say good luck.
All right, break a leg then. Break a leg, Bonnie.
Thank you.